Namaste and welcome to the Living India podcast by Purvi Shah Paulini. On business topics and global events in connection with spirituality. Integral and sustainable change means to integrate this aspect on a deeper level as well. Because knowing people means knowing business. Namaste and welcome to the new episode of the Living India podcast. As an integral intercultural consultant, it is very normal for me to switch between the worlds. In my context, between the Indian and the German world, the moment I connect and combine the cultures, there is no separation anymore. There is only abundance of possibilities, of course, also for my clients. Eventually, this represents my work and me. Today, I would like to speak about the female and the male qualities. In Sanskrit, you call them Prakriti for female and Purusha for male qualities, and parallelly about the Eastern and Western mindsets and ways of thinking. When I spoke in my podcast with my colleague Adeline Goodshow in episode 1 about these two qualities, it was partially misunderstood, because many people hear the gender, man and woman, and not the qualities which are part of every human being, no matter if man or woman. Why? Well, we are produced by a man and by a woman. So we automatically inherit both qualities. I experience this misunderstanding quite often, and this is the reason why I dedicate this episode on this topic. And I'm sure many more to come about this. By the way, the episode 1 I mentioned is in German and can be retrieved on my website. Now, for me, it is necessary to clearly distinguish the terms because I don't want to start a battle between men and women. It would lead to nowhere, and I feel if we are able to establish a balance between these two qualities, not only within us, but also in politics and economics and other fields, we as humankind might have a chance to inhabit this planet a bit longer than already forecasted. Opening a bit more the scope of my answer, it might make sense to see what human has achieved. The last decades, as humans, we have achieved wonderful things like plastic that helped us to ease our lives. I don't want to miss the internet that gives access to all information we need. Social media makes it possible to be more connected. I am so happy to be able to be in touch with my family and friends in India and elsewhere in the world through social media like WhatsApp, Facebook, LinkedIn, and so on. But lately I realize that we invented great solutions for our problems, but we also misuse these inventions, which are today a problem. For example, it is not the plastic that is evil, it is our way of handling and misusing it. The solutions of the past are today's problems. Let us also look at the climate crisis. Oh yeah, it still exists in the middle of the corona crisis. In my opinion, our really hard accomplished ways of living have led to today's situation. Let us have a look at the economic activities. Higher, faster, further was the slogan. The interesting part of this is, though, if a company has a goal to increase its profit by X percent by every year, I don't really consider this as a real goal. Then profit and growth is limitless, especially by setting this goal yearly, and I'm saying this as an MBA. The principle higher, faster, and further are typically male principles or qualities. Many people tend to say, since the world is mainly run by men, in politics, economics, and many other fields, it is obvious that male qualities are dominant. So let us have a look at women in executive positions. Due to my experience in the business world, I tend to say that even women do prevail in male principles. Because of their own upbringing and their surrounding, women have partially forgotten to make use of the female qualities too. The prevailed feeling that only male qualities are lived in the world consequently is not only because of the men. So as you see, I'm trying to keep the gender neutrality. It is essential today that men and women learn to balance both the qualities within them. Looking at the world, we shall not forget that mainly women bring up the children. And many of these women do not have balanced the female and male qualities within them. So what do we need to live more female qualities in order to balance both? To me, one of the main aspects is connection. Connection to oneself, to others, and to all creatures on the planet. Looking back at the beginning of the corona pandemic in Germany, there was one thing in common I would like to emphasize on. This is solidarity. A side note, I'm talking about the red line and don't claim it was always like that. An example was to hoard toilet paper and noodles, and I'm still googling for the recipe. But the red line showed me a solidarity which I haven't experienced here in society since a long time. No matter if young or old, an understanding for each other which I didn't experience earlier. In an individualistic country like Germany, it is something special. Again, I'm talking about the red line. Because in individualistic countries, the smallest entity is the individual. He or she decides how he or she organizes his or her relationships. In collectivistic societies like India, China, Japan, and so on, the smallest entity is the family. Also, the definition of family is to be seen diversified. But in general, in collectivistic cultures, the individual steps back for the collective in order to serve the community. It is important to consider the opinion of the collective. The individual's choice doesn't matter. In my intercultural seminars, I do explain these differences more detailed and discuss many related business aspects. The solidarity I was talking about is actually to be found more in collectivistic cultures, but this collectivism is also shaped by conventional way of thinking, which is aligned with hierarchies. It has little to do with all humans are equal, rather than I have to be there for my family because my upbringing was like that. A higher hierarchy expects that from me. What I experience in Germany is a different quality of solidarity. A solidarity of equality where young and old, rich or poor are the same. People care for each other and support those who are alone and lonely. I am very curious to hear what you think about that and what your experience in your country is. Please write your comment below the post or send me a message from the contact form of my website. If this collective behavior which I experience right now in Germany can be transferred to politics and economics, what kind of solutions would we mold today for the future that includes the entire planet? Is an unconditional basic income so unrealistic? Or isn't it overdue to implement this in the societies of the world? In my opinion, economy for the common good is a fantastic way where companies can check for themselves how sustainable they really are and which measures they can and would like to take to include the planet in their vision and goals. Which values do companies need? But also implement systems and processes that ensure dignified lives for all creatures. What do farmers worldwide need in order to be able to produce the food we daily eat, so there is no harm to them, the animals, and the soil? Solutions are already in place. It is now important to implement them sustainably and consistently. Of course, as an individual, I can and must ask myself exactly the same questions and become aware of the responsibility I have in my actions. What can Western people learn from Eastern principles? The Bhagavad Gita is an ancient Hindu scripture. Among others, the female and the male principles are described here. The male principle, Purusha, is the giving principle. The female principle, Prakriti, is the receiving principle. How can these qualities be integrated into management and leadership topics? The Indian deities always have a male and female aspect. For example, the female aspect of God Shiva, the destroyer, is goddess Kali. Although they are shown separately, but they are the same principle, or two opposite sides of the same coin, in different qualities. Incidentally, destruction is not necessarily a negative thing, because from an Indian perspective, something has to come to an end, so something new can merge and has place in life. To me, it is important to find a balance in my consultations and not just in the male and female principles. There are many aspects more to be considered. Looking at them separately is wrong, and anyway, I think it is also pointless, because they all are in us, if we want or not. The principle of separation, it seems to be a very Western principle. which also has been practiced in India since colonization, and the old Indian wisdom lies dormant. I will say more about this in one of my next podcasts and blogs. I hope I could explain my thoughts on the male and female principles to you in an understandable way. I look forward to an exchange and your perspective on it. As already mentioned, you are welcome to send me your messages via contact form or my website or one of my social media accounts. Thank you very much. Namaste. Yours, Purvi Shah Paulini.